Queensland grandmother Yvonne Darcy has hailed a decision in the High Court today as a win for anyone at risk of breast cancer. The court ruled that the cancer gene BRCA1 cannot be patented, ending a five-year battle through the courts. Some have called it a victory for common sense, while others are questioning the broader ramifications for the biotechnology industry, as Thomas Arete reports.
Yvonne Darcy calls her High Court challenge a David and Goliath battle. The 69-year-old cancer survivor has spent years fighting Myriad Genetics, the US company that had a patent over the isolated BRCA1 gene.
I'm only a little person, but it's not the size of the dog in the fight, it's the size of the dog in the fight in the dog. So, yes, I kept fighting.
Patients with the gene are at a much higher risk of developing breast and ovarian cancer. But in its defence of the patent, Myriad Genetics argued that commercialising innovation would benefit everyone. The company lost a similar case in the United States in 2013, but had won in the Australian Federal Court twice. Yvonne Darcy says today's unanimous decision will make a huge difference.
The testing will be a lot cheaper and it will be more available to them by more geneticists rather than using only Myriad's agents at a price that nobody really can afford.
The law firm Maurice Blackburn has been fighting the case on behalf of Yvonne Darcy since 2010. Lawyer Rebecca Gilsonan says it's a landmark decision.
Genetic information exists in our body, and the reality is that there already are patents in the hands of private companies. So the effect of today's decision is to invalidate one of these patents for the first time and to say clearly, once and for all, that under Australian law, you cannot patent humans' genetic information.
But why was it in Myriad's interests to defend the patent? Professor Diane Nicol is the director of the Centre for Law and Genetics at the University of Tasmania.
The whole issue of patenting of genes has been sort of bubbling along probably for the past 25 or 30 years. So these patents have been issued. So we have patents that claim gene sequences, that also claim methods of using that information in diagnostic testing and so on.
The patent was granted to Myriad Genetics in 1995. It can lead to high costs for patients and can also stop doctors and scientists from using the genetic information in their own research. But Professor Nicol says the High Court decision carries broader consequences.
Myriad's patent, when this litigation started, it only had a couple of years left to run because patents have a 20-year lifespan. And the patent actually expired in August. So the patent, it's not alive at the moment anyway. So in terms of what it meant to Myriad in this specific matter, it was largely irrelevant to them. But it's more about the broader implications of what it means in relation to new patents in this area, other patents that it still has ongoing in relation to other things and so on.
Not everyone's convinced that removing patents in the biotechnology industry is a good idea. Dr. Grant Shoebridge is from the intellectual property firm Shelston IP.
I don't support it. I think that my view is that an isolated gene, even if the sequence information is the same, represents technology, and that sort of technology should be patentable subject matter. Now, having said that, it needs to also needs to satisfy other requirements, such as novelty and inventive step. So I'm not automatically saying that all sequences should be patentable.
Patent lawyer Dr. Trevor Davies from the law firm Allens says he doubts there'll be broader consequences.
There'll be consequences to some areas of the biotechnology industry that look at directly naturally occurring materials and pure isolation of those. The majority of the industry is more focused on modifying proteins and other materials that exist in nature to provide some sort of therapeutic or useful effect.
In the meantime, the ruling has captured global attention. Anne Fuller is from the Children's Hospital of Eastern Ontario in Canada. The hospital's in a similar battle with US company Transgenomic over genes related to a rare heart disorder.
It seems to set a pretty significant international trend. So we're optimistic and hopeful of what this could mean for our case in Canada, which is quite similar. we are basically challenging the validity of gene patents, much like you are in Australia. In Canada, we're looking at a different rare genetic disorder, and we are very much looking, our clinicians have encouraged us to very much look at a way to challenge the validity of that gene patent, because we want that accessible universally in Canada to be able to test for that condition, to treat that condition.
The legal fight continues in Canada, but it's the end of the road for the Myriad Genetics case in Australia.
The reporter there was Thomas Arrighi.